Emerald City Comic Con has returned for the first time since the pandemic began, and not only is it a big deal for fans of numerous franchises, it's a welcome return for small artists and creators who rely on events like cons to sell and promote their work.
There has not been a whole ton of fun lately, and that's our business. Come take a vacation and spend time with the things you're most passionate about.
That's Christina Rogers, Emerald City Comic Con event director, speaking with Cairo 7 TV. She added, due to COVID, they are limiting the capacity at the event this year. She anticipates 50,000 attendees across the weekend, with about 14,000 coming each day. The con kicked off yesterday and goes throughout the weekend, featuring panels, autographs, and Q&As with stars from a variety of projects, including Star Wars, the Justice League, and numerous animated movies and shows. It also provides fans the opportunity to meet the people behind the voices of their favorite characters, which is exciting for con-goers, especially for first-time goers like myself.
You're the only ones who are going to need a hospital, and for your sake, I hope there's one nearby.
Who do you think you are?
Why don't you come and find out?
Janet Varney, the voice behind the Master of Elements, Avatar Korra from the Legend of Korra series, is excited to be back amongst the fans.
We have really loved getting back with the fans, and I say that as a total nerd and fan of tons of stuff myself.
She believes that the safety precautions at events like Emerald City Comic Con are a matter of respect and is grateful for the chance to connect with fans again.
This is a small price to pay for getting a chance to get that human connection going again, because it's a huge part of my work, and I don't consider it work, but it's definitely very tied to my career. And once I started doing cons after Korra had come out, I got really addicted to, it's very selfish. I got very addicted to the experience of meeting people and understanding what something I did meant to them.
Events like Emerald City Comic Con are an opportunity for artists to see the true impact of their work, as Varney mentioned. From panel discussions to cosplayers, voiceover artists like Varney are able to meet their fans face to face and see how their talents and performances connect and engage with the wide audience and the joy and confidence they bring.
When you do go through something like the quarantine and COVID and a pandemic, and you feel like, what am I doing? How am I helping? And having, a first responder or somebody who works in hospice or just a parent who had a sick kid or a kid who had a sick parent say, hey, something you did brought me some joy during this time. It is like, I'm going to cry. It's like the best part of this job. Period. It's not meeting a famous person. It's not getting a check. It is understanding that what you've done has helped someone or meant something to someone. I know that sounds really cheesy, but it is 1,000% true.
I myself have always been a fan of cartoons and animation. Honestly, some of my favorite performances out there come from cartoons and video games. Something about the style, the characters, and the situations they find themselves in. I find myself latching onto those stories more and more. Maybe it's just following the story, or maybe it's the escape to worlds far more different than our own.
I have trouble relating to some people sometimes because people can really be disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And with animated characters, I feel like it's you let a little bit of that go. And I think we allow ourselves to just release ourselves of our attachment to reality for a little bit and open ourselves up to possibility. And maybe that's why animation and video games do resonate with people, because it does allow us to escape into something different and see ourselves as something bigger than we are, or that we are in a bigger place than we would have realized before.
That's Steve Bloom, one of the busiest voice actors out there, and the voice behind characters such as Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop, and honestly, far too many others for me to list.
I'm just an old-fashioned cowboy.
You're a bounty hunter.
Yeah, that's right.
Through characters like Spike, a cool, smooth-talking bounty hunter, Bloom got to live out an experience that was far off from his own.
For me, that was kind of a salvation, because I never was that guy. I never was cool. Mm-hmm. I was overweight and bullied and insecure and had social anxiety. Spike was really just an escape for me, honestly. It was the way he carried himself in life. Other than the fact that he's so sad and messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But with that essence of cool was what I always wanted to be. I always wanted to be that confident in life. And that character helped me to find that place inside myself. And in that process of discovery, that didn't happen until I was 40 years old. I didn't voice Spike till I was almost 40 years old. In that process of discovery, it helped me realize that everybody's got that ability to be who they want to be or be who they see themselves as being if they put enough attention to it and enough time to it.
While so much goes into the creation of these animated projects, the voices and performances behind them inspire their audiences that they can be these characters that anyone, even you, can be the next Avatar or space bounty hunter or wizard or dragon warrior. There's great value in that. And there's great value in the performances that these voiceover artists bring. After discovering that confidence and through his work, Bloom has begun teaching and offers lessons for those looking to get into voice acting through his website, bloomvoxstudios.com. Varney says a good tip to those looking to get into voice acting? Join an improv class. That way, you can prepare for any situation. You can meet both Janet Varney and Steve Bloom this weekend alongside countless other artists at Emerald City Comic Con. Go out, meet these people, explore, talk creatively, and you can learn a whole bunch of stuff about your favorite projects and get a little inspiration for your projects as well. For tickets and panel information, you can visit EmeraldCityComicCon.com. For Cairo Radio, I'm Paul Holden.